During this concert season, two big transitions are happening in Kent County, Michigan. The Grand Rapids Symphony hired Brazilian conductor Marcelo Leninger as their new music director. And while Maestro Leninger has been learning the strengths of his musicians engaging the community, he's also been preparing to settle down and bring his wife and two daughters to Michigan.
Well, this is actually something very important since, you know, Grand Rapids will be my home. I'm moving here this summer. So far, of course, everyone that I met, it was through the symphony. Those are the people that I'm meeting right now because, of course, just, you know, it's kind of arriving and meeting the family.
While this is not the final concert of the season for the Grand Rapids Symphony, it is the last to feature Maestro Leninger, as he is still in transition to living in Michigan full-time. And to help complete this warm welcome, the symphony will play the American composer John Corigliano's Promenade Overture this weekend, which features the symphony entering the stage, instrument by instrument.
The choreography element, it's really entertaining because it's the reverse of the Haydn Farewell Symphony. So the musicians actually, they enter the stage while playing. So the orchestra gets bigger and bigger. And I think the idea for us to have that piece is just, you know, the last concert of my first season is just everybody kind of getting together. So that was kind of the idea behind having that piece. It's really interesting to have such a fun, happy piece to begin the program. And then as a next piece, probably one of the most sad and melancholic pieces ever written.
That piece, arguably most famous for its use in the movie Platoon, Samuel Barber's Adagio for strings. And I had to ask Maestro Leninger about the famous musical peak of Barber's Adagio and the abrupt silence that follows. Does he count the beats in that silence, or does he just feel it out?
Yeah, very technical. I like that. It depends on the feeling, depends on the mood, and depends on the acoustics. It depends on the reaction of the audience. Although we don't see or hear the reaction yet, but the energy is there. No, I never count that moment. I just kind of wait to start again.
When Maestro Leninger was named the 14th music director of the Grand Rapids Symphony in June of 2016, much of the concert season was already planned, and while the American-centric first half of this weekend's concert had a little bit of wiggle room to adjust to Leninger's choices, the second half was always meant to be Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition.
It is a piece that allows you to explore so many colors in the orchestra. And because we're doing the Ravel orchestration, which was a master in orchestration, there are so many colors that you can explore that I'm really looking forward to do that with this group. And again, you know, seeing the possibilities of exploring those colors.
Maestro Marcelo Leninger and the Grand Rapids Symphony perform a concert this Friday and Saturday at DeVos Performance Hall in downtown Grand Rapids. More information at grsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.